fuck you, son.
So let's sing it. In the congregation should leave the congregation, your spies there should leave the congregations in that amen. But it's not a very difficult one, and people are used to do this amen. Now, please note, first of all, that this bracha is in the major mode. And that is one thing that you have to notice. The other thing that you have to notice is that this bracha is similar to another bracha that exists. And which one is that?
Shofar.
And the shofar. The shofar and the shekhinu for the shofar. Also, in some congregations, they do the shekhinu for Yom Kippur on this mode, this melody. But also, in addition to that, this is all the bracha for the Megillah reading on Purim.
Oh, yeah.
And there are some various variations of how you do the end of the bracha for the Megillah. So, the question is, really, what is there in common between the Megillah and the Shofar and the Hallel that would merit the this kind of music.
Sorry, you had with Shofar, with Megillah on Purim and?
The Hallel.
Hallel.
And there is a Shekhianu on Yom Kippur. The Shekhianu is both for the Shofar on Rosh Hashanah and you don't have another bracha, but you have only Shekhianu after Kol Nidre in the Yom Kippur service.
We also use it after the lighting of the candles in the synagogue on the Erev Rosh Hashanah. And also the bracha for the candles is often sung to the same melody.
Okay, so that's very interesting. That in other congregations, in other communities that I know, they don't sing this bracha for the candles. In fact, in some congregations, they avoid having Shekhianu on the candles because they say we are postponing the Shekhianu for the Kiddush and we're postponing it for the after Kol Nidre on the eve of Yom Kippur. So all of these things are performing certain duties of the congregation that are congregational duties. The Hallel is a congregational, not a private duty. And the shofar hearing and the shofar blowing has something to do with the congregation. And Hanukkah candles, if people sing it on Hanukkah candles only, when in some cases, when they bless the Hanukkah candles in synagogue, not at home, for the public. So you have it, so it's a kind of a fulfilling the public obligation that merits this kind of music. And this kind of music comes, first of all, from the shofar. It is probably developed from the shofar into the other functions. Because it has this kind of fanfare nature to it. So it has some kind of feeling about the shofar, and it may have developed out of the blessing of the shofar. The this is one thing that one important feature that you have to learn about this melody. Now you have to know that in some traditions, mainly Eastern European tradition, this bracha before the Hallel is not like the bracha for the shofar, but it's in the minor mode. Baruch ata Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam asher kideshanu b'mitzvotav v'tzivanu likro et halel. And the reason for that is that paradoxically the Hallel, which is a very happy kind of collection of psalms, is supposed to be sung in a sad way, because this happiness is not fulfilled yet, and there is a kind of a feeling about the temple that is destroyed, and that the children of Israel are in exile, and so on and so forth. So there are two schools about thinking about that. The Central European school prefers the major mode. The Eastern European school prefers the minor mode. And indeed, when you go to the continuation of the Hallel, there is much in the major mode, like at the very beginning of the which is done the same thing in the Kabbalat Shabbat for Lechon Ranena, and in Hallelu, Hallelu Adei Adonai, is in also in the major mode. So there is this kind of a feeling about the major mode, which is very important here for the song of praise, which is the Hallel, except for some places where you want to emphasize the redemption from distress. So you start with the distress and then go into the redemption, like the Ma'ashiv. And you've sung the Ma'ashiv. Ma'ashiv l'Adonai, kol tagmulo yi'alai, kos yeshuot esa. We'll go back to that, but it ends. Lecha es bach zevach toda uveshem Adonai yekra. Okay, so that's major already. So that goes from the minor into the major. That means from distress to redemption. And that is also a very important feature in the other piece by Lewandowski, which only part of it was sung today, and that is Min HaMeitzar. Has the same kind of feature. So when you come to Hodul Adonai Kitov, Kilolam Chasdo, you want to have it in major, if the melody allows. That means on occasions of Hallel that you don't have seasonal melodies, like on Rosh Chodesh, then Hodul Adonai Kitov is sung in major. All right, so so we see the transition from sadness to happiness. On the whole, there is happiness in the Hallel. So now what we need to do is to go piece by piece and see what we are doing in the pieces. So the first melody after the bracha, as I said, is Hallelujah, Avdei Adonai. And I was not sure that everybody is, very clear on what you do with the melody. So, I don't know, I want some of you to lead this Hallelujah, and we'll talk about that, okay? Anybody who wants to? Elma, why don't you?
Hallelujah, Hallelujah, Avdei Adonai. Hallelujah, et Shem Adonai.
Yehi Shem Adonai mevorach atah ve'at olam.
Okay, stop right here. Elma, you're doing Hallelujah, Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And you're rushing the hallelujah by nature because you want to squeeze in the melody. Mm-hmm. Right? In Lechon Eranena, you don't have this problem because it's Lechon Eranena la Adonai. In Lewandowski, he doesn't have the word hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Adonai.
Right, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and what he does, he wants you to do after the bracha of the you say amen, and then you sing hallelujah, hallelujah,
okay.
Adonai.
Okay.
That is what they used to do in Amsterdam. Yeah. So, after you finish the bracha there, amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hallelujah. That's better. Hallelujah.
And this
you
do not
amen.
Dus deze is verplaatst. Deze wordt verplaatst.
You have the amen goes A, A, B, C, amen. On the same A,
hallelujah,
A, G, F,
hallelujah.
So you don't need to sing the hallelujah, hallelujah. It really squeezed in the.
Difficult.
Why do you think it's so difficult?
Because it's more natural to stay in the same tonality.
Yeah, and
when you
stay
in the tonality of the
deze hallelujah,
you get too low.
Yeah, no, but you're right. It shouldn't be like that. But let's practice it. Let's do from the bracha. Let's do the end of the bracha. Excuse me for a minute.
No, the congregation says.
You spies in the congregation says the amen for you.
I can hear.
Okay,
hear
and then
it.
I take over.
Yeah.
They do.
Nee.
Ja.
Nee, daar zit hij al. Hij komt na de bracha meteen. Alle, amen, halleluja. En dan ga je. Krijg je plaats.
Oké.
So if you go.
Ja. Mensen zeggen amen en dan zeg jij halleluja. En dan ook
halleluja. Oké, so if we go Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Adonai Eloheinu
melech haolam asher yishanu
Don't try to harmonize it. Amen. Hallelujah.
You go down.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Adonai.
Right. Oh,
okay.
Look.
So your hallelujah should be A, G, F.
Okay.
I'm not a teacher, but when you sing the bracha one tone lower, you are in B flat.
Yeah.
And then you can also take A, G, F, but it will be
more convenient.
Easier because you stay in the same tonality. You don't have to flatten the C. I will sing it myself.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes, I understand. That can be effective. But the question is, if everybody will catch it. I mean, mm-hmm. If you have an organist or a pianist, then you can do it in B flat, and then. And that can work out very well.
And I even think we will not, especially me, because I don't read music very well, be always in this tonality when I sing the bracha.
Yeah.
I will do something, and then something happens, and then I pick it over.
At this point, it gets too technical.
Yes.
Too
yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, this doesn't matter.
So you can write a note that if you sing it in B flat major for the organist, in B flat major, and after that go A G F, then it will work out very, very nicely. But even the other way, it also works fine. Yeah. Okay. So now let's go on with the Alleluia. Alleluia. Now with Yeshivat Olam Me'atave Ado Olam Mimizrach Shemesh. Let's go on.
Mimizrach Shemesh Ahat Mevoho. Me'ulal Shem Adonai,
Rahmat Kol Goyim Adonai, Shamayim Vevodo.
Okay, Rahmat Kol Goyim Adonai, Al Hashamayim Kevodo. If you do Al Hashamayim Kevodo, please, you have to try not to be exactly in tempo, but to stretch it a little bit. Mm-hmm. Rahmat kol goyim Adonai al hashamayim kevodo. Or you can do a different thing. Rahmat kol goyim Adonai al hashamayim kevodo. But yeah. No, only that note. Either you slow it down or you change a little bit. You see, the idea is to get the words very clearly without losing the sense of music. Okay, so let's go on.
Mi Adonai Eloheinu Hamagbil Hashavet
Hamashvili.
Okay. Mi Adonai Eloheinu Hamagbi
Hashavet.
Yeah. Okay. So that is fine. Yeah. That will work out.
What did you do, Elmer?
Yeah. Okay. La Hashavet. Yeah, even that is there is a little problem of the accentuation of Hamashpili, Hamagbihi and Hamashpili, but we can't try to change that. It'll be just we'll lose the entire thing. So let's go to Mekimi Me'afardal.
Mekimi Me'afardal Me'ashep.
Me'ashpot
yaharim evyon
le'oshi li'im me'imim im
Semecha is one unit. Aim habanim semecha. Hallelujah.
Op de CD, on the CD it says Aim habanim semecha. That's on the CD.
Okay. It's not that bad, but Aim habanim semecha. Hallelujah. Can be done. Yeah, hallelujah. You can even do that. Yeah, this is not congregational. Here, what you do is you solo, actually. That place, Moshivi Akeret HaBayit, is not congregational. Mm-hmm. You've stopped already having a dialogue with the congregation, and you're singing it yourself. So you can take the liberty to do whatever you want to, provided you don't kill the music at all. Same abanim sem, aim abanim sem echa. How's it?
Aim abanim sem
echa. Abanim sem echa.
I think it's habanim, but it's habanim, I think.
Yeah, habanim.
It's mecha, but it's mecha.
Mecha.
Ja, zegt nim. Ein habanim semecha.
I wrote it down already. And my idea, it was always a problematic side for the Pasanim. My idea is as follows. You begin with triplets, and then you go in quarters.
How so?
Also technical, but now I do it.
I sing it.
Im habanim shemecha.
The problem is the accentuation is on smecha.
Yeah.
But not smecha, that's the where the problem is.
Yes. But the hallelujah is on hallelujah.
Yeah, but smecha, what do you do with that word?
if you stop on so, it will sound strange if you go further with me. Mecha, that's a strong. Mecha.
Ah, if you do. Mecha.
I stretch the ha.
And if you do.
You can do it this way and it's fine. Yeah. So, you know, you can do it various ways there. You can do it the way your opus suggests. You can do it provided you try to keep the accentuation okay. And please understand that this is a solo, and you can even do further. Hey, Mabanim Semecha. Hallelujah, if you want to embellish it a little bit, you can do that, because this is not congregational. We want to be very strict is the congregational, so that you don't confuse the congregation. But when you are on your own, you can take a little bit more liberty. Okay, let's go to Betzet Israel. Now, we talked today about Betzet Israel, about the two melodies. Now, the melody that you have was written by Amiran, if I'm not wrong, by Emmanuel Amiran, and it was intended for school children. It's a very serious melody, it's a good melody, for the school seders of Pesach. And he wanted to, because of that, he didn't want to give the entire sound. And for him, the important thing was that people will repeat, Betzet Yisrael Mimitzrayim, And it goes, Betzeret Yisrael mi Mitzrayim, Bet Yaakov me'am lo'ez. That is the refrain. Hayta hayta Yehuda lekotcho, Yisrael mam shelotav, Hayam ra'ala vayanos, Hayarden Yisov le'acho. Betzeret Yisrael mi Mitzrayim, Bet Yaakov me'am lo'ez. הערים לקדוח אלים גבות קים ניצון מלך הים קיתנוס הידן תיסוב לאחור בצאת ישראל. That was it. Now the problem there is that the melody, which is very nice, goes in two parts. You have one which is the refrain, בצאת ישראל ממצרים בית יעקב מעם לועז. And then, Hayta Yehuda lekotcho Yisrael mamshelotav. Hayta Yehuda lekotcho Yisrael mamshelotav. Then you have Hayom Rav Hayanos Hayodein Yisov leachor Heharim lakeduch elim Gevaot kivnei tzon. Okay? And when we sing it, somehow the melody falls on the wrong verses, and the division of the verses doesn't come out very, very nice if you sing the whole psalm according to this. But people are used to do that, and I don't want to say it's strafe. You can't say that. And if people want to enjoy singing it, then it's fine. It's a very good melody, and it's fine. But one has to look for some other melodies as well. So I suggested a melody from by Millet.
Millet?
Millet. Yosef Millet. Yosef Millet was a chazan and a choir conductor at Tel Aviv Great Synagogue. And he wrote quite a few melodies, and this is the only one which really people remember. What is good about it is that it gives you the feeling of the people marching out of Egypt. What is controversial about it is that some people may feel that it's too Prussian.
Too what?
Houses.
Oh.
So, you have to decide what you want to do with this melody. Let me sing it again. It goes, בצאת ישראל ממצרים, בית יעקב מעם לועז, הייתה יהודה לקודשו, ישראל ממשלותיו. הים ראה וינוס וינוס, הירדן יסוב לאחור לאחור. ההרים רקדו חילים, רקדו חילים, גבעות כבני צאן, כבני צאן, כבני צאן. מה לך הים כתענוס, הירדן תסוב לאחור, לאחור. ההרים תרקדו חילים, תרקדו חילים, גבעות כבני צאן, כבני צאן, כבני צאן. מי לפני אדון חולי ארץ, מי לפני אלוהי יעקב, האופכי עצור הגמיים, הלמיש למיינו מיים. Okay, so what is good about this melody is the following. First of all, you have this kind of march feeling about it. And then you have Hayam Ra'a Vayanos Vayanos. The sea saw and ran away. Hayardeni sov le'achor le'achor. The Jordan turned around. So the sea and the Jordan are equal in the melody. And then you have the mountains. The mountains jumped and danced like rams. Harim, rakedu, rakedu chaylim, rakedu, rakedu chaylim, gevaot, kibneiton, kibneiton, kibneiton. And then comes the question, what's happening? Why are you sea running away? And why are you dancing? The mountains are dancing. What is happening? So the music in the question is more is a soft kind of question. But he wants to repeat this Tirkedu Kelim, the mountain dancing. Harim, Tirkedu, Tirkedu Chaylim, Tirkedu, Tirkedu Chaylim, Gevaot, Kibneiton, Kibneiton, Kibneiton. Question mark? And the answer is, we're running away from the power of God. The entire earth is in upheaval because of God's power. This is the answer. It doesn't give you the meaning of the words, but it gives you that there is an answer there. That ends the melody. So it's now recorded. I hope it'll be. I know from past experience that David doesn't wait too much before he puts it on there.
Can I ask you a question about the regular melody? Because you said it doesn't fit to the words, but where doesn't it fit actually?
Okay, okay, let's sing it. Let's sing it now once, and we'll see what's happening.
Yeah.
Go. Stop here. Now stop here. Now here you have the problem. Betzet Israel mi Mitzrayim, Bet Yaakov me'am lo'ez, Aita Yehuda lekodsho Israel mam shelotav, is one unit. And what you do is you sing Betzet Israel mi Mitzrayim as a refrain, and Aita Yehuda lekodsho Israel mam shelotav, you start a new melody.
Yeah.
Whereas this phrase belongs to the first part.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the problem. Okay. I thought the last lines didn't fit to the melody.
No. It starts there. It starts there. You can overcome it if you do Betzet Israel mi Mitzrayim, Bet Yaakov me'am lo'ez, Haita Yehuda lekodsho, Israel mam shelotav. And now comes Hayam. Hayam rav hayanos, Hayarden isov leachor. Now it's fine. Heharim rakedu chaylim, Gevaot kibneiton.
Thank you.
Okay?
And finally, yes, because it never fit.
So you made the
refrain longer.
Right, you make the refrain longer, two lines instead of one line, then you can solve it.
But it means that in, for the rest of the song, the two sentences will skip, will go a bit lower. You know what I mean? So the killer
okay, let's
stop.
Let's just see about that. Betzet Israel mi Mitzrayim, Bet Yaakov me'am lo'ez, part A. Haita Yehuda lekodsho, Israel mamshelotav, part B. Alright? Of the idea. Then, Hayam ra'av hayanos hayarden yisov le'achor, part A of the new idea. Hayam ra'av hayanos hayarden yisov le'achor, part B, Heharim ragdu chaylim, Gevaot kivnei tzon.
Okay.
That's fine. Part A of third section. מה לך הים כי תנוס, הירדן תיסוב לאחור, הערים תרקדו חיילים. And that's part B. הערים תרקדו חיילים, גבעות כדי צאן. Part A. מלפני אדון חולי ארץ, מלפני אלוהי יעקב. Part B. הרופחי הצור הגמיים, חלמיש למעין ומיים. Then it will work. So only if you repeat the melody for the second line of Betzet Yisrael Mimitzrayim, then it will repeat. Otherwise, it is kind of a...
It's not a step of itself, yeah.
Do you understand what the problem is?
Yeah, I understand, but... Look,
The solution...
time before the killer understands your new system.
Yeah.
Yes, educate them.
Tell them. So, we're looking at this. Well, yeah. If we start the halal, if we're looking at this, and we can explain it, tell them about it, then you sing it.
Communication.
Okay.
Do you know the melody for
Malika? The other melody has an additional advantage, which you have in the explanation. This is a nice melody, you sing it, but the second melody actually... It fits the content. Here you are singing, never mind what the content is. The second one translates the content into the melody. So you hear the content is reflected and interpreted by the music. Right? And that's important.
But far from me to say that this, the first melody, is non-kosher in any way. It's nice, but you have to be very careful about the structure, and then what you have to do is repeat... בצאת ישראל ממצרים, בית יעקב מים לועז, הייתה יהודה לקודשו, ישראל ממשלותה. And now you're ready. הים רב. Okay.
So and then
you have
pairs.
So the verses are the fourth and the fifth. No, the third and the fourth. The fifth and the sixth.
Sixth and the seventh and the eighth.
And in between, you can repeat the two lines, the two first lines.
If you want only a refrain, then for the refrain, you may use only one line. But then everybody understands that it's a refrain.
Okay.
For the refrain,
the first time you do the first two lines.
In order not to make it too heavy on the public.
And then
the first time you do the melody twice, once for the first line and once for the second line. Then you need a refrain. For the refrain, you want to use maybe one line,
only
the first line.
Okay, so you still skip the second then.
Right, you don't need to do it because it serves only as a refrain. And for refrain purposes, you have only that melody. So let me sing it once through. It will be like this. Betzet Yisrael mimitzrayim, bet Yaakov meyam loez, hayta Yehuda lekodsho, Yisrael mamshelotav. Hayam rav hayanos, hayarden yisov leyachol, heharim rakedu chelim, גבעות כבני צאן, בצאת ישראל ממצרים, בית יעקב מים לועז. מה לך הים כי תנוס, הירדן תסוב לאחור, ההרים תרקדו חילים, גבעות כבני צאן, בצאת ישראל ממצרים. בית יעקב מים לועז. מלפני אדון חולי ארץ, מלפני אלוהי יעקב, ההופכי הצור הגמיים, חלמיש למין ומים. בצאת ישראל ממצרים, בית יעקב מים לועז. אוקיי?
Yeah. I'm so used to so that you start anew with the
And in between these verses you can use the first line as a
only first line. So it's just a refrain.
Or you can change the melody. There's another melody which works well with children. That's Malacha Hayam.
Yeah, well, okay, this is a different...
You have to be aware that the community is used to this melody for say...
100 years.
Yes.
No, 100 years. It was composed in 1952.
Okay, 200 years.
It's nice if they notice that there are things happening coming out of the course.
Yes, of course, but when you make this change in refrain and verses, then you have change.
It doesn't change.
Okay, you will have to judge what you want to do in your congregation. I don't want to impose that. I'm suggesting that the order of the melody is problematic. Now, I want to go to another melody, to yet another melody, and that is the Italian melody. The Italian melody is very simple.
Can I ask you, please, when any sings a thing, just right through, please be quiet, because then we can take out that piece and use it.
Yes, we'll
sing it again on the website. Yes, put the whole thing on the website. We have to.
So now I want to talk about a third melody, which is a one that is used in the Italian synagogues. Traditional melody for the Italian synagogues. The problem of this melody from the point of view of the way in your tradition the Hallel is sung is that it is in minor. That is the problem. The advantage is that it's a lovely melody and a very simple one that can be learned very quickly. It goes like this. Betzet Yisrael, mi Mitzrayim, Beit Yaakov, me'am lo'ez, Hayta Yehuda le'kodcho, Yisrael, mam shelotav. That's the entire melody, and it's repeated on the other verses. Let me sing it again. Betzet Yisrael, Mi Mitzrayim, Beit Yaakov, Me'am Lo'ez, Hayta Yehuda Le'kodcho, Yisrael, Mam Shelotav, Hayam Ra'vayanos, Ayarden Isov Le'achor E'arim Rakiduch E'elim Gevaot Kivnei Tzon Malecha Hayam Kitalnus Ayarden Isov Le'achor הערים תרקדו חיילים גבעות כבני צון מלפני אדון חולי ארץ מלפני אלוהי יעקב ההופכי הצור הגמיים חלמיש Lemaino Mayim. Okay. At the beginning, it sounds as if there are too many ta da 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 dam for it, but from my experience, congregations pick it up very quickly. So it's not a.
But this is a problem because it's in minor, and normally the Hallel should be sung in major.
In the tradition that is sung in major, you want to keep as much of it as you want. As you can in major, but I can attest that this melody is really people like it. Once they hear it, they like it very much, and it gives you a very interesting flavor to to this Bezet Israel.
May I ask you something about another melody?
Yeah, Malechayam.
Well, I heard it starting from Harim Bakdum, but I don't know about the first three sentences. It doesn't exist on that melody?
Which one?
It's
Malechayam.
Is it Malechayam?
Yeah, this is a melody by a Chazan Yoshua Weiser of New York, and it was written about between 1930 and 1940, something like that. And he was looking for a way to get the congregation participate in Betzet Yisrael Mi Mitzrayim. He did not sing Betzet Yisrael Mi Mitzrayim. He sang only that Malecha Hayam. And the idea was to have a dialogue with the congregation. So the Chazan sings Malecha Hayam, congregation, Malecha Hayam, Kitanus. Kitanus Hayarden Hayarden Tisov Leachor Tisov Leachor Hearim Hearim Tirkedu Chaylim Tirkedu Chaylim Gevaot Gevaot Kivnehaitzon Kivnehaitzon Milifnei Adon Milifnei Adon Chuli Yaretz, Chuli Yaretz, Milifnei, Milifnei, Eloha Yaakov, Eloha Yaakov. Haofchi Yatzur, Haofchi Yatzur, Agamayim, Agamayim, Halamish, Halamish, Lemayno Mayim, Lemayno Mayim. Yoshua Weiser. And
so you simply skipped the first part, then?
Yes. He started with Malecha Hayam.
You read and you don't know Sach or whatever.
Or the congregation is mumbling. Betzet Israel was an Orthodox congregation. In order to do it very well, you need the best thing to do is through a children's choir. To dialogue with the children's choir, that is lovely to do. But with a congregation, people get very confused. Mm. And what happens is that all sorts of versions come up because of that.
Yeah.
Mm. And people do all the verses exactly the same, and he did not intend that to happen. So that's why I do not recommend it. Because a nice dialogue like that, you need... he had a children's choir, a very good children's choir. So he was able to do that. So now after we've been through the Betzet Yisrael Mi Mitzrayim, what comes next? Lo lanu Adonai, lo lanu. Here.
Something about the whole and the half halil. I mean, what is it? Is there a logic?
Again?
When do you skip this part?
Can we just continue with melodies?
Hmm. What?
I agree with that instead of literature.
Let's straighten out things. You want to ask about when one skips the...
If it's a very short rule, half or whole halil.
Right.
Whole story,
you
then,
want to answer this one?
But it's very simple. If you look in the book, half halal, what you leave out, is printed in smaller letters.
No, that's not what...
No, he's asking
and
when.
What occasions do you do half halal, except
why
for the
do
list?
Whole,
I mean, is there a logic?
Yeah.
When you do...
What's the difference? It has to do with the status of the holiday. Yeah. Full holidays. It's not true either, because on Hanukkah you do full halal.
Yeah, on Hanukkah you do full halal.
On Purim you don't do but the Megillah counts as a replacement for the halal.
Let me try to put it in some kind of context and put a logic in the mess. and we'll see how it works. First of all, in principle, you on the major holidays, you're supposed to say the full Hallel, and on Rosh Chodesh, where Rosh Chodesh is half a holiday, first of the month, but it's not the major anything, so you say half Hallel, if you skip it. Now the question is, if that would be true, then you would have a question about Pesach, because on Pesach, on the first day, you say the full Hallel, on all the other days, you say half Hallel. And that includes the last day of Pesach. But the last day of Pesach is a holiday. Sure. On Sukkot, on entire Sukkot, you say the entire Hallel.
On every day?
Yes.
Yes. And you're right. And on the same thing on Hanukkah. So how do you explain that?
Yeah.
All right. Now, let's start with Hanukkah. My feeling is, although I cannot really 100% prove it, my feeling is that Hanukkah, and you can see it in the book of Maccabees, the book of the Hashmoneans, Hanukkah is, how should I say, a replacement of Sukkot.
You read the little pieces before Hanukkah, and before you light the candles in the Siddur. The quote is there from the Book of Maccabees,
okay,
where they say, what was the latest holiday that they couldn't celebrate in the temple? It was Sukkot, so they say, let's do Sukkot now. That became Hanukkah. Uh-huh. That's why it has 8 days, which is 7 plus Shmini Atzeret.
Okay. And what remained of that is the idea that on Hanukkah, for 8 days, you say the entire Hallel as you do on Sukkot.
Sukkot.
Now, why Pesach not?
Yes.
And that is part of the Midrash that says about the angels who, at the time of the drowning of the Egyptians in the sea, recited Hallel, they recited song to God, and God said, my creatures are drowning in the sea, and you're saying Hallel. Therefore, the Hallel from that Midrash on was cut.
Not to celebrate too much. That is the Pollyanna version,
right?
That,
yeah.
Because it's so nice, God said to them, you were not released from slavery, angels. You have no right to sing this. Jews can sing it. They were released.
Yeah. But it became a tradition,
yeah,
that on Pesach, except for the first day of Pesach, you recite only part of the Hallel. That's the...
Speaking the line, that kind of thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay? So that I hope that answers the...
So Pesach is the exception, and
yes,
the others are normal.
Yeah, yeah. So from various points of view, the Hanukkah is the exception, because these are weekdays.
Okay.
And but if you relate Hanukkah to Sukkot, and if you relate Pesach to this kind of story, then it makes a little bit of sense in an entire thing. So, to repeat, on Sukkot, the first day of Pesach, Shavuot, and on Hanukkah, you say the full Hallel. On Rosh Chodesh, and from the second day on of Pesach until the end of Pesach, you say half Hallel.
The list is there, so
Okay. So now we're back into the musical rendition of the Hallel, and we came to this small print of the Lo Lanu Adonai Elokim Shimcha Ten Kavod. Usually, Chazanim preferred either to sing it as a solo in some kind of a nusach, or in Reform movement, if they at all use this, many sidurim they cut it out. Anyway, it was read and not sung. Therefore, there are very few melodies for this part of the Hallel. Very few. There were some melodies which Chazanim used to sing for Atzabehem, Kesef v'Zahav. Their idols are gold and silver, and they don't hear, they don't listen, they don't do nothing. So Chazanim used to love to sing songs like that. And I'll give you an example of one of these songs. I'm not recommending it. It's a very nice melody, but I think we shouldn't stress that kind of idea. It goes like this. Atzabehem kesef v'zahav ma'aseh yedei adam. Atzabehem kesef v'zahav ma'aseh yedei adam. Pelahen velo yedaberu, einayim lahem velo yiru, oznayim lahem velo yishma'u, af lahem velo yerichu. Atzabehem kesef v'zahav ma'aseh yedei adam. Atzabehem kesef v'zahav ma'aseh yedei adam. Yedeihem velo yemishun, ragleihem velo yehalechu. Lo yegu bigronam, atzabehem kesef v'zahav, ma'aseh yedei adam. Atzabehem kesef v'zahav, ma'aseh yedei adam. Now, from a melodic point of view, it's very nice. But to emphasize this idea about idols and all of this kind of thing, is not a very good idea, to my opinion. And also, there is a kind of anti-Christian innuendo in that emphasis. And therefore, I would never... I learned this melody, and I don't use it. There are very little which is really worthwhile for this chapter.
Do you have a melody that fits from Lolan or Adonai, or you don't?
A musical?
Yeah.
No, just simple nusach if you want to use, but nothing really that we can have the congregation sing.
Because have the rabbi says all the whole Hallel editions. Right?
Yes, because the number of his words and they're easily. But there's nothing against using Nusach if you want to.
No.
And it goes with this, like when you read about all the curses in the Torah, quick and silent.
I did that last week.
Yeah.
Yes.
Can you sing
Nusach? Okay. The Eastern, as again, Eastern European Nusach is